Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' gracious mighty name, we worship and pray. Let's be seated. And for you, our God and God, hallelujah. Unto the Lamb, raised in my heart. At the center of it all is you that I see. Is you that I see. At the center of it all is you that I see. Is you that I see. So where were we in the first service? Where did we stop? Give me the last point. Yeah, I spoke about apostolic alignment. I think I went further. All right. So I spoke about protecting the structural integrity. I spoke about that, right? So the next point should be preventing leaning houses. What was the song about? What was the question? Why didn't we get well? leaning houses. When you lean on something. Okay, preventing. So let me say it the way you understand. Already leaning. You understand it now? Edoman people will have a problem with that pronunciation. So that's what it means. When you lean on something. Leaning houses. Is that okay? You still didn't get it? Okay, what's the spelling of leaning? Alright, can somebody help Sonny with the spelling of leaning? Do we have any good Samaritan? Help our brother here. Who can spell that? Huh? Alright, you got it. So help them. That's it. Why is it that when it comes, I think there's something wrong with human beings. When it comes to execution, we're always scared. 90% of us here, we know the spelling of leaning. I mean, I'm just assuming. When I say who spell it, everybody kept their hands down. As long as somebody would just be on the limelight, not be me, or I know they'll. It happens like that even in class. The teacher will come and ask a question everybody's familiar with. Everybody's hand. They are like, maybe I know, which I know, not be even true self, probably. Maybe I'm just assuming. You know, they've said what I want to say. That's what is in my mind. We should have boldness. Tell somebody how boldness. If not, they'll cheat you in this life. You lose a lot of things, though. Have boldness. All right, preventing leaning houses. Now here I said, Paul warned Timothy that people would have itching ears. Itching ears. And turn to mites. 2 Timothy 4:3. By ears, I mean ear. He said, oh, turn to mites. So while we are seeing 2 Timothy 4:3, I added, without sound doctrine, believers start building on feelings and cultural trends which are like shifting sands or sinking sands. It said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. I think I explained that, even without seeing the tale of the scripture yet. They will have what? They will heap for themselves what? Have a heap of teachers because of what they want to hear. Itching ears. What they are looking for. They are wanting to hear something. And suddenly, here comes somebody. And that's why sometimes we're, you know, I had to message a pastor. It's quite popular. Not so long. Over 3 to 4 months ago. And we had a little conversation. I said, this post you made, probably you are being emotional, but you are going to make a lot of people to turn towards the wrong path. Because a lot of young people have a problem with honor. So the way you said it will make a lot of them think that they are in God's will. Do not execute an action and think it's God's will. I don't think he really, really agreed. He felt like he needed to say it. I said, but that was still wrong. You know, we understand that there's an abuse of honor in Africa. To an extent, we understand that. Even as preachers. Do you know in Africa, it's very hard for an elder to look at you at age 20, talk less of even 18, and call you an adult? You know that? Yes. At age 20, it's supposed to be from 18, but at age 20, some African people think you are not an adult. I heard somebody was saying, Obi is a small boy. How can he win president? Now, if Obi is a small boy, what of you? I think I was hearing Pastor Irene even say something like that. He said that is why when he observed that, he started trying to build his ministry around young people. That's why he had a lot of young people come to his place, because he observed people don't take the young people serious. I heard him saying that you have churches for elderly, very elderly people, then the young people will be in one generator house. You know, doing Sunday school. So he, when he observed that, he said, no, he's going to major on the young people. And that's why he has the kind of people he has in his ministry. Hallelujah to Jesus. And sometimes you have to accept young people the way they are before they get changed. You can't judge somebody for the kind of hairstyle he's having while he's just coming to church yet. A kind of earring on his ears. We can't be teaching coincidentally when we talk about earrings and somebody with earrings is in church. You know, I think I had a meeting here where I spoke about earrings, and the guy came and we hugged and we played after church. He was very comfortable because he got it that I was not trying to condemn him. Are we together? I was actually just speaking that it is wrong, and I spoke it in a way that he will understand I'm not condemning him that is seated in church. So sometimes we have to manage, you know, collect them the way they are, walk on them before they get what? Transform. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That let your words be seasoned with salt so that they minister what? Grace to the hearers. If you judge them before they sit down, you can't convert anybody. That's why I'm telling you, as we grow, you see several kind of people in this church. Because somehow I have started making room for that. That doesn't mean I'm making a doctrine that people like that can always remain here and are always welcome here. You know, they are always welcome, I mean, but they cannot remain that way here. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. As we grow, you see people come here with even dada. You see some that will have hair that will touch the ground, and you are not permitted to say, hey, carry that hair out of church. If we catch you, you got to allow them sit down and hear the word. But you see, the problem is when we allow that system get engulfed in the church. There's a saying that it is not a problem when the boat is on water, but when water is in the boat, there's a problem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? When water is in the boat, there's a problem. So what am I trying to say? If we're reigning and living on top of the world, it's not an issue. But if the world is reigning and living in us, there's a problem. We are the light of the world. They are not our light. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. We teach the world how things should be. And you need to have so much of esteem to understand or to stand as the light. You know, sometimes we say these things and we just end up being mental, you know, at the level of mental ascendance. It doesn't necessarily work in our everyday life. A lot of people are like that. We are the light of the world, but when they get out there, they compromise very easily. One of the things the word of God will do is it will build your esteem. It will build your esteem. Such that you can sit down with people who think they are elite and still not talk down, though you not allow them to talk down the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They cannot make you feel bad about prayer. You can be anywhere and say, can I just say a word of prayer for that person who is sick? You don't feel embarrassed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You can be talking somewhere and you will not hide the details. Say, mine was not going well, my health was going so bad. But when I started praying in the Holy Spirit, when I started praying in the Holy Ghost, things started changing. They'll say, of course, God too will show you, Pepe. You are talking with some people, you don't want to embarrass yourself because you don't want to mention God. Say, well, I prayed and God healed me. You have to say it the way it happened. That way you are ministering to somebody. And that's the purpose of testimony. Some of you think when we do testimony here, we are just coming to show people how we are anointed as men of God. Who says that? When you tell people what God has done for you, you are actually trying to water the ground, the heart of many people, so that they open their heart and receive what God is doing in this place. There are many people who are sick, many who are going through a lot, and they hear what God has done for you in that area that they are having problem. Why would their heart not be open? Then I thank God. Then God gave me the money. I thank God. God gave me a healing. I thank God. God gave me that. Their hearts become open. They probably have a health condition that they are trusting God. Maybe they didn't even trust. They are not trusting God. They felt like it should be normal with them. And they are hearing somebody now that the Lord has healed. That's why we tell people, don't give us personal testimony. Some of you are so funny. God does something and you send it as private message. A prophet, I want to thank God. God, thank you so much. I celebrate the grace of God on your life. You got to come and say to the church to hear what God is doing. So that the next time the word, and it helps people's heart to be positioned rightly. So the next time we say receive money in the name of Jesus, their faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Their faith. Because probably the time we said receive money, you had faith and you got over 1 million in your account. So Father, but I want to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. The last time prophet declared receive money, I lifted up my hands and I got 1 million naira. Glory to God. Then his service has ended now. Now I declare in the name of Jesus. You see people crying. Their hands are open. Receive money now. You hear amen, 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 amen. Oh, you know why they are open like that? Because they have seen God do it. That's why testimony culture is important. You see people, churches that have more numbers than us doing testimony. You know, you've seen the likes of the Dunamis, the Christ. You see them doing the testimony like it's a special ministry. It's not because of anything. People need to understand that God is working so that they can open their heart and receive what the Lord is doing. You know, one of our pastors mentioned one time, he said, Pastor, we look down on testimonies here very well. These are testimonies people play in other churches for 1 week. Every week they are playing it. If they have a TV, they'll be playing it almost every day. Alright, do you get that now? So there's a problem when the world is in you instead of you being on top of the world. Is that okay? ETS, like we're trying to explain, turn into might. Things that don't exist. Imaginary doctrines. Doctrines that are just vain imaginations. They don't exist. God does not give a wife. And you were listening to Pastor. Pastor said, how did you know that was your wife? Say, sir, I just like her. Pastor said, no, you don't just like a lady. You are led by the Spirit for a lady or a guy. I said, no, Pastor, that's the one I like. Oh, I don't go agree. Oh, I don't go agree. And while you are having problem with church because of pastor just corrected your doctrine, your belief, a Facebook pastor will now come online and tell you all those rubbish they are saying about marrying. And you to use your head. That pastor talking like that will not tell you a story when God led him to his wife. So is it that you people think that pastors, God should leave them, members should just pick wives? A lot of times as pastors, there's these biases. I think a fair percentage of us, we want people to marry within the ministry because we will grow that way. And it's not bad. It's God's will too. But we can't force it to happen. You can't just sit down and be aligning people. We're not going to match. 2 by 2, everybody. Just turn to your left. Anybody you see. Are you joking? Anybody you see. Did you marry like that? How about the like part? Somebody will say, but Pastor, how do I get to like the person God tells me to marry? What if I don't like the person? The person God tells you to marry is actually the person you are supposed to like. It's just that now you are not seeing from God's perspective yet. As you grow in the Lord, you will see that finally you realize that this is the person. And sometimes it may come with experience. You may even be in the relationship or the marriage and the like has not finished finding expression. But with time, as you get to know that person every day, a time will come, you just see yourself crying. Saying it like movie now. The man will just come back home. He just cook the best food for him. He'll be wondering, something is wrong in this house today. Before you know, the woman have knelt down, honey, my crown, my peace, my eye. Now I was blind, now I see. I was lost and you found me. I was this and that. My eyes are open. I now see and understand that. Please turn my fan for me. These instrumentalists are trying me in this church. I was feeling it. Come and turn with your white and white. You want to do healing service? Come and turn this thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, you don't see them be very emotional now. I think you guys should buy a fire instrumentalist. You've spoiled 3 fans in this church, and I bet you people that you'll buy those 3 fans. I even heard you spoiled the iron fan again. Yeah. Are you people? Who spoiled it in a long time? Jerry says, sir, it was in the rehearsal, it's spoiled. And I won't lie. I know Jerry says the truth. The way some of you can lie, no. Even your HOD, you have carried him into your lies, because is anything people say, he follows. But anytime they lie, I'll just call Jerry over. Jerry will just tell me the truth. Jerry don't know how to lie. Very good boy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Anybody that will marry him will enjoy life, because he's a truthful husband. Amen. Alright. What am I trying to say? With time you realize it as a woman. As a man. Yes, even for a man it will happen. God say, Donald, so Percy is your wife. Say, God, I don't have, that's not my spec. My specification is 12 gigram, and now you are giving me 4 gigram. God, that's not my spec. And God will be like, don't worry, it will serve you. It will serve you. And you enter in faith. Bible says we walk by faith. I don't know why when it comes to marriage, you want to use sight. We walk by faith. You know, we always say this to you, see church members. The things which are not seen are more real. Yeah. Till it comes to marriage, now waiting they see. Yeah, be real. We all have spec. If we follow spec, we'll all be foolish in this world. I tell you, if we follow this spec of a thing, we'll all marry rubbish. Because some of our specs, they don't exist. Some of the spec people have is a function of, you see what they call this Indian movie wood, Bollywood, Z World, Kunchimpyong, K movies, Nollywood. That's the problem. There's a lady doing that teaches personally programming. Wonderful lady. And her dad brought her and her elder sister. So I was trying to check her laptop. The father said I have to follow him. Wonderful man. He said any laptop I choose is the one he'll buy. So he carried me. We went to town and we checked the laptop. It was befitting, and he got 2 for his 2 daughters. That man taught me something that I'll never forget. He said he doesn't joke with his daughters. That him, his daughters, he likes to train more. I said, ah. Which kind of wahala is this one? Any smart thief will sit there, will start telling me the importance of training daughters. He now asked me, he said, you know, some men will tell you that you don't train women very well because they'll marry them and go. Him now, his first daughter is married, he brought her back, he's still training her. Not like she didn't leave the marriage, she's married. He's paying for the masters in the marriage. He's training her in tech in the marriage. These are hundreds of thousands, millions. And he was always advised, anytime, you know, ask me, what's your first child, what's the gender? I said, the daughter. I said, congratulations. I said, for what? He said, you'll be a wealthy man. Your home is full of kings because you started with a woman. But if you start with a man, you'll be scattering everywhere. I said, no. And I checked my home. Is everything scattering? Well, you know, there's this cultural belief, something like that. And he really pays attention to his children. And that's a beautiful thing. Of course, I had the mindset already, you know. So, you know, if you give birth to a child, you know how fathers used to ask questions to men that want to come and marry their daughters. Most of you that have not given birth to children will be like, I don't know why some fathers will be disturbing us. Don't worry, when you give birth to a daughter, you know why they are disturbing you. Shebi, when you are done training your child, sometimes the school fees is 400,000. You train, you spend almost 20 million for your child with the values you've inculcated and everything. Then you just see one boy enter and he's sagging and you say, she see that's who she like. You know, I say, oh, and the people of God say, when you reach your turn, say amen. Don't ask question. Don't ask who is your father. You have to ask questions. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Of course, not stupid questions. And so one of the daughters that he teaches, I now saw her laptop, the one we bought. He brought it one time. I was trying to check, compare it with Miriam's laptop. And I saw she put this Kontrum Pure K-drama boy. And I called her. I said, come here. Is this the kind of man you want to marry? She started laughing. She said, no, sir, I just watched the movies very well. I said, but why did you put this guy here? Is this your dream man? I said, look at her big nose in Macaulay. Where will you find this kind of nose? This spec is one fairy tale. It does not wear this. You are in Nigeria. See who you are thinking of. Hey, God, see nose. Look at people's noses. Where are you seeing that kind of nose in this place? Nose that is like three people's nose. Where will you see that kind of nose? We are the real example of who knows tomorrow. So she started laughing. I said, I beg, don't make this with your spec. Eh? Be familiar with Benue people. Are you hearing me? Be familiar with these are strong face in Benue. Because this is where you end up finally. But the funniest, the main important point here is that as she grows up, that spec will change. Because as I'm talking now, you remember that your spec is not who you are liking now. Your before spec. Can you people remember? Ah. Huh? This thing is not something to pretend now. Can you people remember? There was one imaginary spec you used to have. All of you ladies looking at me now. In fact, some of you were Indian guys. You watch Indian film. You now be looking like the guy. Say, oh God. Oh God. That's the kind of person you wanted. But as you grew up and came to BSU, first year, second year, you started facing reality. Now your spec has just come very, has been cut short to Corolla and beard gang. It's just have beard Corolla. If at some, their spec have come to the point that it's not color again. No. It gets to a point as a lady, your spec, make it just get sense. Make it get sense. You don't even care how it looks. It's make it just get sense. Make it get sense. That's how much the thing has been reduced. Does it have sense? Finish. So now they've gone beyond pink lace, fair boy, tall boy, now to you should just have sense. Because they've seen a lot of senseless, tall boys, blah, blah, you know. So now just have sense. You see that the spec is arranging with time. That's why I was telling some boys. I said, you see, that time of fine boys will soon finish. Or it has finished. Where you'll be using fine boys to cajole ladies. Ladies now are not interested in fine boys. In fact, some will tell you, I want ugly boys. The one that would not, because fine boys don't always used to have sense. You hear NSA at all? Except for you in Christ. You see that the spec is always, always, always. And if you go like that, you know, if you are doing all of those fairy tales, you will not find anybody to necessarily marry. Like I was giving an instance. You think this marriage thing, right now, before they used to say 10 years difference, the woman should be 20, the man should be 31. Say, ah. Yeah. You are saying, ah, as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Most of you say, ah, that's your spec, 31. You are 20. So you call him daddy. That's a spec of some ladies. It has now been cut to a point of 5 years not a problem, to a point 3 years is not a problem. Now to a point, if I senior her with 1 year, it's still not a problem. You see? If I senior the guy with just 2 years, it's not bad. Before they want 10 years, now if I senior the guy with just 2 years, it's not bad. Are you seeing the problem? That is why I was using this man of God the other day to give an instance. Even though he doesn't look like he believes he will marry soon, come. I think this guy has had a lot of problems now. He's not thinking marriage. They said he sold him one fake phone recently. That he bought phone from Maraba without even seeing the person. So after he bought the phone, the person's line stopped going. The phone was just like they carried the soul spirit of something and put in another thing. I think even the Bible study last week that they gave him to do, he could not do it because they say his phone had gone to be with the Lord. So I don't think marriage is the last thing in his heart. So let me just use it for example, because I know you don't want to. You're not thinking, you have seen a lot. All right. Now pay attention. Just for example. Even though I know he's not interested in anybody. This man now is 23 again. 23 years old. 1 month again. June. You will see, who is 23 here? Can you wave your hands to Jesus? 23 years. Who is 23? You know, GCMI ladies, they used to do like they're old. If you are 23 or less, wave your hands up. 23 or less, wave your hands up. Stand up if you are 23 or less. Look at this one. How old are you? They say 23 or less, he's just looking at me like this. You that can look at your age at 17 and be 18, near escape from 18. Stand up, small children. Let me see all of you, 23 or less. Rejoice, how old are you? Eh? Eh? Look at your head. Are you people joking here? Do you think we are joking? Are you not 22 now? 20 what? Maybe I say 23 and less. Are you 24 already? You now, you are young, you are praying to be old. Don't worry, a time will call you, you're praying to be young. You think this old age is giving anybody anything? In some of us now, we were wishing 16. It's not only you. Please help me. All of you that... You people think we joke in this church, you will pin your head very soon. You are arguing your age. Stand up, Rosemary. They say you are 23 years old. Stand up still. Have you hit 24? I will not rest. You can sit down. This man now is 23. It's June. What month are you? What month are you? What month are you? Sorry. Okay, the rest of you are nothing. So, this man now... The only people close to his age, these two people. He is what? June. Right? And she's September. You are October. He's seen all of you. Abby? How old are you? You said you are 33 years old. God. Look at this human being. Kai. You are making cameraman to sit on the ground. I thought he said he's 23 and his month is. So you are trying to add age to. Please, we are sorry. You can see that he cannot marry you before. Mercy, stand up. How old are you? Forget that thing. That's where we used to have problem. You are 20. 1 month. February. Are you getting to 23 now? Okay. 20. Eh? What? I didn't hear you. 18. Apart from this lady standing in this church, Miracle cannot marry. Benjamin cannot marry anybody in this church. These are the only generation he can marry. These are the generation of your wife. The only women you can ever marry in this church. Now listen carefully. Before, these girls would call this boy small boy. Even if right now, if they don't have wisdom, they'll still be calling him small boy. Look at how nature has taught us that what all those ladies were doing before was bad. Because right now, is this small boys they want to marry? Some people that you think are 40 are fools at 40 already. And there's a saying that says a fool at 40 is a fool forever. When you say a young wise man, shouldn't you get married to him? Huh? I say, wise young man, you are forming. I say, if you see a wise young man, shouldn't you get married to him? If God said that's your husband, it's not bad. You are the ones creating all of this, what do you call it again? Speck. Meanwhile, God is like, he knows that this one came before them, so he can marry them. But you guys have this wonderful speculation, crazy speculations on the earth. And that's why a lot of people are yet unmarried. I was given an illustration one time. You can see it. Donald, how old are you? Come and tell me your age. There's no need for anybody to be ashamed of their age. I just wonder why people are ashamed. You are 26. Who is 20? You are 26 already. Let me be sure. Okay, you're going to. You're an old man, oh. All right, who on in this church now? What's your month?
September.
Why did you go far? Who in this church is 25 years old? As a lady, wave your hands up. 25, 24, 23. Stand up, let me see all of you. 25, 24, 23. Don't joke with the Holy Ghost. Oh. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Potentially, these people all can be your wives. Like one of them, or I don't mean all of them. Potentially. But look at how he looks young. See how he looks young. Now, if you are 26 and your birth month is like after September, stand up. 26 and your birth month. No, don't sit down now, all of you. Stand up. 26 and your birth month is like November, December. Can I see your hands? Okay, stand up. Where did this one stand? That favor. Which one did you stand up for? This small pikin. Which one did you stand up for? How old are you? Eh? How old are you? 20. Small chicken in 22. Sit down, you are not even qualified for this example. But you senior this man. Sorry. And you did not stand up. I didn't see you. You can sit down. You are that tall, I did not see you. Sit. Now all of you, Miriam, stand up. Are you part of this thing? Now oh, wow. So look at these people, all of them. Man of God. God created you before all of these human beings you are seeing. In God's heart, you can sit down like this and hear him and pick Miriam or any or anybody that comes to your mind for a wife. Now listen to me carefully. I'm helping your heart because if you don't learn this thing, you will sit down and be single for a long time. Some people now say, a big person. Who big help? Start jogging. You are saying a big person. Is it not your senior? Did we grow in homes that our mothers are like Goliath and our fathers are like David? Did you not grow in homes like that? Did your mother not respect your father? Did she stop respecting your father because she can raise your father up? We never saw anything like that. And sometimes when we say this thing, you feel not happy. That's why I like Joyce. If I give an example, she will even cut it and use it on her status. The other day, I gave an example. I had to laugh when I saw it. I said, the righteous are flourishing. You know, as righteousness of God, the Bible says you flourish. you'll be flourishing. And the best example I can give here is Joyce. You know, she's really the example of the... She now caught it like this and put on her status. The pastor used me just for example, for example. You know, it's good we tell you the fact sometimes. Some people are naturally chubby. All right? They are naturally like that. Some, again, it's not natural. It's indiscipline. It's indiscipline. If we take you on track for 1 month, you will see you will reduce your real self. The real you. Colossians 3:3. The new real. Some of these stomach you have are fairy tales. They don't exist. But we talk now, you say, no. You know, some ladies say, what if I give birth? My stomach will be big. Now you have not given birth. Why is your stomach big? This one now, if you give birth, they will not think you have another one. You don't like, you know, people don't like truth. Some of you just need to subject yourself to what? Exercise. That's all. I was telling my pastors one time, I said, if I keep these people on track, I'm still looking now. I can't see the one that can run faster than me. If I keep these people on track and say first to reach there, I'll be coming back. They'll still be going. And I'm their preacher. They are very lazy spot-wise. Very, very lazy. So I had to be advising them. I said, one of these things that will make eternal life work on your inside is that you are doing exercise. There's a side to exercise and there's a side to eternal life. Almost all the days of my life, except special days for church, I do exercise. I do exercise. Almost all the days of my life, I can run a field 10, 20, 30 times if I'm very, very serious. A full track field, the one that is properly arranged. At this age, but am I even old? That helps you to keep fit. Why do you think from campus day to this day, some people cannot spot the difference? Can you see the difference? I think when I got married, my neck started getting big. Apart from my neck increasing. Even my tailor complained that my neck is getting big. Today I wore two of my shirts. I couldn't button it. I had to keep it. And so I would dash people. They were not interested in me. This one that was very big for me that I kept inside, I carried it now, it fits me. So, you ladies standing, can you get the point I'm trying to make? It's not one old man there. This boy, for instance, is collecting $350 as salary. With extra jobs he does, he adds some hundreds of thousands to his account. This one and those human beings, and now he has eternal life. And he knows over 3 tech skills. He's an asset. All of you men, we do not want to have this kind of person as in-law. So Akira is responding on your head very well like this. Don't confuse this boy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you all getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Simple and short. You can go and sit down. Thank God as we're teaching this thing, we're seeing manifestations. People are getting married. Richard might want to marry very soon. I think over 3 people have called me that they want to marry. At least we are making sense now. Marry and we enjoy our life. We fulfill the will of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just marry, 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 marry. We are serving God together. Coming for Riaza is your husband. Continue the work of ministry. Not that you marry now, you are separate world apart. You imagine you are coming for prayer meeting with your husband. And 2 of you have honor. You have honor for God and for your leader. You know, there are some people that will marry and say, my husband said I should not come for Riaza. Well done. two choir members now were dragging authority with HOD. And some people, they bring funny questions on the media. Between a husband and the pastor, who should a wife respect better? What kind of a useless question is that? They just are looking for trouble. Why will you put husband and pastor, for comparison? Husband is husband, pastor is what? Pastor. There's no comparison there. Your pastor can never be your husband. And your husband, you know, your husband may be your pastor if he's in the ministry. But if he's not, be humble to know that you two have a pastor. They can't be breach of authority. As some men, they want to marry a woman, they're already timing the pastor. They can marry her first. I go see whether she will come to this church again. God will never allow you to succeed in that marriage. It will fail every time. It's almost going to work. Fire will burn the foundation. It will fail. God sees your heart. Somebody called me that he wants to marry a lady in our church. He has been to church a few times. A minister. So when he called me, I said, this lady is supposed to be. I trained her to work in the ministry. Will you work in the ministry too? I won't tell you the whole story. It's somebody you even know very well. I've not finished the case. We're still on the case. It's manly love. He came to do something as he went and saw wife. So we'll sign an agreement that two of you will be serving God. Whatever you come and do it here. Because we have trained that person. You know, I don't want to go there because some people use it against me. Now, the third point is the power of effectiveness. He tells Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them. Because if you do, you will have both yourself and your hearers safe. The doctrine isn't just for information. It is a saving power that ensures the work actually produces fruit. The first one was apostolic alignment. And this other subtopic is standardized alignment. Now I said, by passing the pattern of sound words, 2 Timothy 1:13, to his sons. Let's see what he said in 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the pattern of what? Sound words, which you have what? Heard from me. In faith and love which are in Christ. Hold fast to them. Paul ensured that the church in every city would be built on same apostolic bedrock. Like we have all cells, different cells, meetings and fellowship, and we have been teaching this, that of course, whatever you are hearing there, you should teach it there, not something else. Isn't it? Regardless of who the local leader was, Paul's obsession with doctrine wasn't about being right or legalistic. It was about being safe. Because doctrine is your security. Sound doctrine is your security. He knew that only a life built on the precise truth of Christ could survive the flaws of what? Persecutions and the winds of what? False teachings. Like I said in the first service. Now, 1 Timothy 4:7. I just made this point. I didn't give it any subtopic. Paul looked at certain kind of doctrines and called them what they were. He said, but reject what? Profane and what? Old wives' fables. And exercise yourself towards what? Godliness. He looked at a certain doctrine and condemned it. It was wrong. He said, that was wrong. He said, reject it. First Timothy 4:7. And empty chatters or what? High-sounding nonsense in Colossians 2:8. And this one is 1 Timothy 4:7. Then in Colossians 2:8, he spoke about empty chatter or what? high sounding nonsense. I think that's the NLT's rendition, right? Paul saw these things as structural rock. They sound deep, they sound intellectual or spiritual, but they offer zero support when the storms of life hit you. You're talking about realms and etc. When life hits you, you go back to the situation. You're talking about realms and potter. When that addiction you used to have come knocking at the door, you go back to it. You see, no structural support. Just high sounding nonsense, empty chatter. Sounding so deep but not relevant. Like one time I heard somebody, and the best of it will just bring argument. That's the best thing that can happen with such a doctrine. I wrote somewhere in Colossians 1:27, proving this, that the deepest doctrine that's ever hit the earth is Christ, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, Christ is the deepest doctrine. That's why Paul said, nobody should turn you from the simplicity in the gospel of the Christ. They want it to sound quite ambiguous. If you think about the things we teach here, they are very deep, even though they sound very user-friendly. Just meditate upon them and you'll see how deep they are. A friend of mine came here one time and he said, Pastor, when we listen to you, we think what you are saying is very, very shallow or very, very basic, sorry. But when we sit down to think about it, it is very, very deep. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like somewhere I heard, they said, man is not the first. This thing has been going everywhere. And that my pain is that it is traveling everywhere. Man is not the first man. Man is not the first. How did they put that? Adam is not the first man, sorry. And you know, my anger with this is that when I read the comment section, that's where I almost have a headache. People are like, wow, such a solid teacher. What is the meaning of Adam is not the first man? But Adam is the first man created in God's image and likeness. What do you mean by that? 1 Corinthians 15 says the first man is of the earth. What? Did you see the Bible said the first man? It is Bible that explains, scriptures that explain scriptures. As long as you saw the first man is of the earth, early, that settles everything. That's a law of interpretation. Those things are called empty chatter. Because if you look at it now, the world travel you travel, where did you arrive? You arrived at hearing rubbish that has nothing to do with the foundation of your feet. And we have to call it rubbish, like Paul called it rubbish. Or he said, reject those kind of doctrines. Old wife fables in his time and some kind of doctrine, he called them rubbish. He said, don't participate in those arguments because the best it will produce is argument. Before you see some people will sit there and start saying, it's a lie. My Adam, it's a lie. Why are you arguing? I've never sat down and argued scripture since I understood my place in Christ. Me, sit down and argue. You will never find any preacher under the head say, me and him, we sat down to argue scripture. I say my point as I'm led. If I catch it, I say it. And that's all. If the Holy Ghost debugs an understanding and I sense that's right, I pour it out, that's all. I can't sit down and argue with anybody. They don't argue truth. You are joking with your life. If I was not sure, I wouldn't say it. Like I always tell you people, there are some certain revelations I have not even started teaching because I'm still making some findings. I have some reservations about lake of fire and certain things about the end time. I said some, I've not finished saying everything. Because I'm still trying to do my what? Research. Wherever you see me stop in my teaching of eschatology, that's where I've researched and stopped. If whatever you've heard me not talk about, I'm not ready to talk about it yet, till I'm very, very sure. Are you here tonight? So how can somebody tell you, man, and there's another one, they say angels were bigger than angels, all of those things. When we tell you, go and sit somewhere, somebody said, have you ever seen an angel? That was the justification. That angels are bigger than us. When I saw an angel, it was bigger than this building. And you dare tell me a mere mortal. Because you think you are a mere mortal. That's a disgrace to scripture. Scripture told you who you are. But because you saw an angel, then that's a justification that angels are bigger. Why not see yourself? What is your real mirror? Is it not the word of God? No matter how big angels are,
No matter what angels can do, the Bible says we are bigger than them. We did that teaching, was it last week? Was it last week Sunday? For a little while, or on Tuesday? Huh? Was it Tuesday or last Sunday? I think I did it here. Recently. I think it should be last Sunday, right? What was last Sunday's topic? I think I did it. I did it last week. Media, get that. Get media self. You are looking at arguments that are trending. These are things you caught and put out there. For your own, you just come and project for us. That's all. People should be praying for media team. Yesterday I called them. I told them something. Said they have a... Is well. Let me not talk. Then there's a point I want to make before we go. So, safety net of submission to authority. Safety net of submission to authority. Learn the word. You are doing I like time. You don't have time. When they finish, you don't know anything in the Bible. Bend your head now, learn the word. You're like, Pastor is still preaching. Now, wow. You are checking time. I stand up and quote three scriptures. It's John 3:16, and Jesus wept. Now that they are teaching, you don't pay attention. And when you go back home now, you still see these people watching movies. Put this is in four for me. Put this is in four. Let me catch you. Check your time in this church first. You talk who is wasting your time. The early church wasn't powerful just because they were excited. They were powerful because they were what? Governable. As a safety net of what? Submission to authority. When you have a foundation, you also need a master builder like Paul. He called himself a master builder, remember? Or elders who can look at the structure and say, that wall is leaning. We need to strengthen it. To straighten it. Now remember the story of Apollos, Acts 18:24, 26. It is the perfect example of what I'm just saying now. He was gifted, but not what? He was gifted, but incomplete. I mean, Apollos, the Bible says, was eloquent. He could talk nicely, right? And mighty in the scriptures, meaning Apollos could quote scriptures, but he only knew the baptism of what? John. He had passion, but his foundation was missing a piece. Hallelujah to Jesus. The other point that made him so unique was the fact that he was correctable. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they didn't publicly shame him. They took him aside, and that's the character of a believer. Don't publicly shame people that don't know. They took him aside, expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Let's see the result of correction now. Because Apollos was humble enough to be corrected by leadership, he went from being a good speaker to someone who mightily convinced entire regions. Some say I'm for Paul. Some say I'm for what? Apollos. His effectiveness tripled because he allowed his foundation to be adjusted. How about members to the pastor? In the book of Acts, we see the Bereans who were called the nobles. Because even when an apostle like Paul spoke, they searched the scripture daily to see if what he said was true. You help the man of God when you search the scripture. If you go to places where people are in error as pastors speak, nobody's asking them questions. Are you listening to me? Nobody's asking them questions. If they know people ask questions, they will not just teach anything that comes to their mind. I remember many years ago, was it Nathaniel and Isaac? They were doing something in my house. I was not married that time. And they were talking about the Bible. So I was just at the kitchen listening to them, just paying little attention, but they didn't know I was listening to them. And Isaac and him were just asking themselves some questions. As they were asking, of course, I was answering the questions in my heart. So I was just smiling. Until one of them now asked one, I can't remember who exactly, asked one question. And I asked myself, where did this person think? Why did he think that deep? So I had to check my Bible on my phone to see the answer. When I saw the answer, I said, "Why did he even carry this person think this deep? What did a small child like this thinking that deep for?" But at least it was a question that when I answered, I said, "Ah, this one itself is even a revelation." Because as I answered the question, I caught the revelation. But he saw it as a question. And do you understand what I'm trying to say? And the only problem is that many hype leaders' revelation, even if it contradicts the Bible because of who they are, that's where the problem is now. The result of this wrong thing is that when that leader falls or changes their mind, the believer's entire faith collapses because it was anchored in a man's charisma, not God's word. Like I told one of my friends, I think last Sunday I was teaching you people. Imagine you are with a man of God. You are under a man of God. And you now hear that the man of God is womanizing. He's now misbehaving. He's now a clubber. You may want to give up if your faith was always anchored on his words rather than the word of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's dangerous. So I told him, your faith is never on man's revelation. It's on the Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? That's why sometimes when preachers say this and always come to say this, it's not always nice. And I wrote another point called personality cults versus spiritual pillars. I said Paul dealt with this directly in 1 Corinthians 3, 4 and 5. So people are saying, "Pastor does not teach like this." Well, I teach anyhow I want to teach part time. It's a very interesting topic. That's why I have to take my time. Are we together? I just hope you see it as interesting as I'm sharing. 1 Corinthians 3, 4 to 5. The people were saying, "I am of Paul," and others were saying, "I am of what?" Apollo. Now, Paul's rebuke. So Paul said, "Who then is Paul? Who then is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed." A lesson learned here. When you hype the man, you are carnal. Genuine apostolic honor acknowledges the office and the gift, but it never lets the man stand in front of the cross. It never lets the man toward stand in front of the cross. Like I always will teach you, no matter who my father is to me, 1 plus 1 is not 11. What is 1 plus 1? So no matter who a father of faith is, if the doctrine is wrong, it is wrong. I'm talking about the extreme side of leadership now, right? When honor becomes extreme, it turns into idolatry. Let me show you something before we close. Hallelujah to Jesus. If a man's word is never tested by scripture, he becomes the functional cornerstone of that church. And that's dangerous. And what is true honor? True honor is respecting leadership enough to be corrected by them. Like Apollos is a tool for alignment. can help you become better, big, like Apollos. What is extreme hype? Blindly following a man to the point where his opinion carries more weight than thus said the Lord. And that's a tool for what? Deception. Have you learned something tonight? Go back and hear these things. Let it not end here. If God sees that all you are interested in is what you want to get from Him, you are not aligning yourself for His purpose, you are still wasting your time. Because that thing you are pushing, you will not get it. Position yourself for God to use you properly, even though you are pursuing money. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And that's why I said true Christians will go back and listen to this again. I heard a pastor saying this. Let me repeat it. He said, if you can toast a woman, you can win a soul. He didn't see that coming, huh? That same energy can be put in the church. That's what I'm trying to explain to all of you. Some people here, they are very timid. They don't win souls. They'll tell you, I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to talk to people. If you have still meat in the pot before, you can win souls. You can sit down. Because it takes a lot of craft, skills. You can sit down, both of you. What am I trying to say? That doesn't define us. Where was I going to? Huh? You can win so. If you can ask a lady out, you can win. Have you asked a lady out before? Have you stolen meat? Just say yes. You don't need to arrange the answer. You can win so. Because that thing is real craft. You sit down, you watch your mother's movement. If you just go out, you just remove it and move to the other side and clean your mouth, shasha, and pause. If you can walk that, you can walk out your salvation. You can steal, you can win. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You can. Like they told me about somebody that used to be here. My wife was telling me that she saw a post that is doing town crier evangelism. I said, town crier evangelism, yes. I laughed. That time, even evangelism here was a problem. You could not win souls here. Now you want to go and start your own work. You now can do town crier. Jesus love you. Everybody listen. You will shout and tire. What a man sows, he reaps. It's now you want to show you have passion for kingdom. The Bible says a man that cannot take care of another man's business is not fit to take care of his own. People don't understand the law of life. What a man sows. The Bible not say he may. He must. That scripture has been my scripture for alignment. It's called reset scripture for me. For years, when I'm trying to do that, I'll just put it at the front of my word, man. So I will pray. Because what I sow, I will reap. That's why I sow love, kindness. I give. I don't lie. I don't have. If I have, I give. What you know, sometimes what we say when we keep money, what are you keeping the money for? God is the source and sustainer of all wealth. I tell you the truth. If you act every time in righteousness, God will honor that righteousness. I was showing them, I think the person may be around for Zoe conference. We're talking about one of my followers or friends, I would say, those days. The first time he came to my place, I was just seeing them, I said, the first time he came to my place, he didn't go. The character he showed, I was not pleased with it. But, you know, I just kept on acting rightly. I think he wanted money. And I said, I don't borrow people money. I gave half of the money. I said, I don't borrow money. So I was like, what kind of a person is this one? You are seeing me for the first time and you are taxing me. You know? And he kept on coming close. I don't even know why. Every time he must come and look for me. Every time, if he enter this town today, it's me. It's an Idoma friend. Every time, if you hear us talk, my wife, anytime she hears us talk, she'll just be laughing because he's comedy upon comedy. Comedy. My nickname to him was is Apo. And one time he told me he was coming to town. I said, what bike are you on? I'm around Mekani Village, same man of God, me on bike. God, man of God, you really know my suffering. You didn't think that I'll buy a car? I said, which car are you on? I thought he was joking. He said, can you see a black Benz? A sharp new one. But those is joke. Oi, do you see any black fine Benz? Fine one, oi. I said, which fine Benz? I said, can you see my hand? He said, I am seeing you are wearing blue. I said, wait, who has the car? He said, man of God, calm down. He came, somebody was driving him. He came out. He said, man of God, come closer. Don't fear. My mouth was just open like this. He said, come closer. He said, hit the Benz. I hit the Benz. He said, it is one of my babies. I am going to buy one again. I had to say, kind of calm down. If you don't know what to use body to do. Well, he's still using that one. Hallelujah to Jesus. And added a truck over 20 something million just few weeks later. I said, what are you doing now? What are you? Is it Yahoo? What have you started? He said, man of God, those are prayers don't whistle. He has led prayer here before. If he wants to pray, he will. It's not really awkward. But anytime that time he comes to my house, I know that anything I have cooked is going down. But I never said, get out. My wife too can tell. When you just call, things are going down. We level the mountains and the valleys. The Lord give you understanding. And now I'm seeing the glory of God on his life. I told them yesterday, I said, prayer does not waste. It does not. What he was doing those days is prayer in BSU. I could tell the hand of God upon him in the praying ministry. Until that prayer was how God spoke to him and said, sow a special seed to somebody where he was serving. God told him, sow this seed to the person. He collected his alawi, all, wrap it, and gave the boss. And the boss said, I've never in my life seen something like this. Never. That was it. That was the transformation for him. I've never. So the boss said he should follow him to the house and do it, let his elder brother see. Because the elder brother is feeling like he is indebted to him. And he stood up. He said, this is how a good person should behave. I will teach you things. It was not Yahoo. He taught him real estate. Help him to get certain connections. That was it for that young man. Now he has his own estate where people are buying land and he's trying to build his own personal estate. Super wealthy. He was sharing with some of us in my house. Some of the pastors were there. He said, my first 30 million. Sir, some of you were there, isn't it? He said, first 30 million. The place of honor. He's trying to teach at the place of honor. He said, I took it because of I understood it from the Bible. It was our church belief. When I was trying to go and honor my man of God with the first money I made, my friend told me, he said, remove 5 million, put inside Ghana must go. Go and drop it at the front of your prophet. He will bless you very well. 5 million cash. And that's to remind him they put 5 million inside Ghana must go. You know how much plenty the money will be? It will just be that you now drop it and say, sir, this is 5 million. This is just mine to honor you. He said, no, God did not give me 5 million. God gave me 30 million. He said he just casually sent the money to his pastor. When he sent it, the pastor called him and said, is everything okay? Because the pastor knows him to be as broke as possible. Do you understand? Broke to power infinity. He said, is everything okay? He said, yes, sir. Everything is okay, sir. It's just my seed, my first seed. He said, come to my house right now. That's what the pastor said. Come. I'm sure the pastor wants to ask him, where did you steal money from? What happened? Are you trying to use my account to send money inside or something? He said, come to my house now like this. As I'm talking, be in my house very soon. Pastor asked him, he said, sir, remember the day you joked with us? Because when he started the real estate, the pastor came to him one time. He said, I used to see you posting land. You used to post land. He said, the day that land will, the day this thing will click, it will be like a dream to you. So that small statement the pastor made, he carried the statement and went back home and was praying with the statement. My pastor said, it will be like a dream to me, the name of Jesus. Prayed. He said, he was taking testimony in church when the Lord asked him, are you ready for this wealth I'm about to give you? He was taking testimony and I said, yes, Lord. Imagine somebody is taking testimony and say, yes, Lord. You'll be wondering, why are you saying yes for me? And now my wife knows. The last time I came, she said, I want to take you out. Man of God, arrange yourself. Well, that was too embarrassing, so I just took some that he gave, and I said, no, the rest was unnecessary. But we prepared, though. My wife arranged, and I went and told her, and I said, come and sit down in this house. Where do you want to go to? Hallelujah to Jesus. Not because of anything, but I just felt like, no, it was not necessary. It's too much. Carry me and my wife. He's like, where? He just said, we should pick. Husband should pick. Wife should pick. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not sharp now. I should be the one to say, pick. Do you understand? No. Me and my wife are picking. That's too much. Husband and wife are picking. Sorry. I remember in my room, he sat down and said, sir, it's not like we need this, your money. Sir, if you do this business with us, if you need your money, anytime we'll refund you the money. Sir, the last price can only be 50 million, sir. The man on loudspeaker, the man said, okay, I'll just send the money based on trust. He said, yes, sir. And I said, wait, you say you don't need the money. He said, man of God, it's strategy. If you behave like you like the money, they'll look down on you. So you behave like the 50 million is nothing. And when we sat down, we got alert there. See, when God wants to change your level, it will be like a dream. But you got to be consistent. I told Pastor Rome one time, I said, you see, this is your thing you are doing. Some people will call you to waste your time, they'll not buy the land. Don't worry. Don't sit there and say, ah, Pastor, I've tried my best, I'm tired. At least be grateful that they haven't called you trying to close deals. He has traveled once or twice to Abuja. The thing did not click. He came back. I was still 30. I said, don't worry. One will come like a joke. 250 million, 2 billion, blah, 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 blah. When they wire you the money, you look at the phone at the front, look at the back of the phone. Of course, I will know that money has entered your account because Peter, I'll get my share as your pastor. I will know. Hallelujah to Jesus. Very important, just be consistent. I tell people in tech, be consistent. Now they say, learn this, you are wondering, what are we learning for? I'm not earning any. Just be learning. When the time of opportunity come, you will know. When they say we need only cyber sec, we need over 20 cyber security folks. McCordy, and you check, they check McCordy, and they found out that you people are just 7. And you see the salary, you will now understand you were not wasting your time. I like people being very realistic. Learn something, wait for the opportunity to come. Are you all listening to me? And I've said it before, know what is a skill and what is not a skill. Sitting at somebody's shop is not a skill. I've said it several times. While you are there, it is okay. You can receive whatever you are receiving at the start of school. Be learning, Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you now? Hallelujah to Jesus. I leave you with these words. Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for hearing, for speaking to us in a special way. We ask the Lord as we go home, the word is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.